we should just barrel through. We have to go over a little bit.
Yeah, I'm fine with time.
It's okay with me.
Okay. I'm fine with time.
All right. I mean, if we could be done by 12:15, I think that would be great. But see how we do here. All right. We all set for the next one, Matt? All righty. Good afternoon. This is an informal, well, almost afternoon. This is an informal hearing on case number 22-180. It is July 6th at 11:45. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, joined by Commissioners Randy Christman and Sherry Haugen-Hoffert. I do not have any opening comments on this.
Nor do I.
Sherry?
Nor do I.
All right. We will go around the room and introduce our staff, and then we'll hand it over to the company, Xcel Energy, to introduce their staff and go through their material.
Robert Frank, staff.
Victor Shook, staff.
Adam Renfant, staff.
Tony Grinberg, Xcel Energy.
Dave Cedarquist, Xcel Energy. And on the phone, we have Karen Haas, regulatory policy specialist, Nick Pollock, rate consultant, and Paul Davis, director of metering.
Excellent. All right, Dave, you have a presentation. I'll let you guys walk through that.
Okay, I'm going to hand it right off to Karen Haas.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Good morning, almost afternoon, commissioners. It's nice to meet you virtually. So we're preparing, I'll barrel through this, so please stop me if I'm going too fast. So we're preparing to provide new meters for all of our electric customers beginning next year, and we're going to install advanced metering infrastructure meters, or AMI meters, or smart meters. I'll use those terms interchangeably. So to prepare for that deployment beginning next year, we filed this petition requesting approval of two things. First, the new tariff to allow customers to opt out of receiving that smart meter if they choose. And second, a couple of variances to North Dakota Administrative Code that will allow us to use interval billing enabled by the AMI meters. So I'll walk through those really quickly and start with the MMR tariff. So our electric meters are nearing the end of their lives. They've served up, we've used them for almost 30 years. So by the end of 2024, all of our electric customers will need to receive a new meter. So I wanted to note that we're expecting that we'll begin the deployment in spring of next year, but our meter manufacturer is experiencing supply chain challenges that may impact that timeline. So just wanted to bring that up front. So that said, we know that some customers, maybe less than 1%, might be wary of the new technology. So we're proposing to offer those customers an option to receive a manually read meter instead of a smart meter. So I'll refer to that as a non-smart meter, non-communicating meter, non-standard meter throughout here. So the customers that opt out would then receive a non-communicating meter, must be manually read. And our proposed MMR tariff is based on cost causation. So if we can go to the next slide. So under our proposal, residential and small business customers will be able to opt out. And we have proposed, in essence, two charges. First, a $15 monthly fixed charge to cover the cost of sending a meter reader out to the customer premise each month. And then second, the $40 charge would apply in a couple of scenarios, and I'll try to walk through an example here, and hopefully it is illustrative of our thinking here. So let's say I receive a smart meter at my home, scheduled, I receive my communications, which I'll talk through in a minute, but I get the smart meter installed, and after I have it installed, whether that's later that afternoon or in a year or a month, whatever it is, I decide I'd rather not have the smart meter. So I can call Xcel Energy, I'll opt out and therefore elect that MMR tariff. But in that case, of course, the company would have to send a technician back out to my home specifically to replace my smart meter. So in that case, that $40 non-standard meter installation charge would appear on my next bill. So if I can avoid that though by opting out before the smart meter is installed in the first place. And I would do that anytime after I've started receiving my communications, which again, I'll walk through here momentarily. So in that case, when the installers are in my neighborhood anyway, they'll just install that non-communicating meter at my house instead of the smart meter, avoiding that extra trip. So then later, if I decide I do actually want a smart meter, I change my mind, I'm very indecisive, I will call Xcel Energy and we will, of course, come out and install that smart meter at my house. But then again, I would pay that $40 essentially trip charge. But then I would no longer pay the $15 fixed charge. So finally, the $40 charge would apply someday eventually when I move out of my house. So I still have my opt-out meter. And then when I move, Xcel Energy would install a smart meter for that next customer, and the $40 charge would apply to my final bill. And all of this is outlined in the proposed terms and conditions in the tariff, and the customer would agree to those during when they called opt out.
Would that be explained to them too, that they're ultimately going to get that $40 charge no matter what? That they really aren't, they're not avoiding it on the upfront really. Because they're all charged it, you know. So I think it's really kind of misleading, especially for this. The people in this group are going to be a little bit more specific and probably sensitive. And so, if you tell them ahead of time you can avoid this $40 charge by telling us right now, then you shouldn't be charging them for it later. So I think that needs to be really clear.
I think that's a great point, Commissioner. We do have two different names for these. They're a little bit clunky, but yes, we'll take that definitely to make sure that our customer care agents are trained very well in this process.
Would it be better to just do this up front and get your cost of the transitions out of the way? I just foresee a time you're going to get a couple years down the road. People don't really recall that was the deal they made, and they're going to be calling us, they're going to be calling you, we're all going to be arguing and trying to show the evidence that they were told that this applies, and I foresee you and us all having a lot of troubles over that last $40. And then how many of them are bankrupt or something like that when they're leaving too, or I don't know how often that happens where you do are unable to get the last billing or two?
If it's less than 1%, why even do that? Why even give them an option? I mean, to me, there'd be a lot of costs on maintaining both systems.
I think that's a good question. And in South Dakota, in fact, we've worked with staff, and we are not going to offer an opt-out option. That's what they prefer there. Our aim is just to give customers a choice. That's the bottom line here. But making sure that all those incremental costs, as you say, are covered by those customers making that choice. So I don't know if Paul or Nick, you have anything to add on the potentially front loading that $40 charge. That's not something
I guess I would like to see that they don't have a choice. I mean, we're going there, and it's a lot of cost, and it's going to be that less than 1% is going to be a lot of time to manage.
I understand that.
So if I could address some of those concerns, thank you for the opportunity. This is Paul Davis. As far as the less than 1%, they will be billing through the interval billing system. So we're not going to need to maintain two separate systems in the back end in order to bill these customers. That's why they're getting a new meter, so that we can probe that meter and get interval data in order to bill them on that system. Number two, as far as the upfront charges, you know, we don't have any problems with that. And in many areas across the country, that charge is charged upfront, including in our Texas territory and New Mexico territories. That is what we have proposed there, because actually in Texas, it's by legislation. So it's something that we could consider. As far as why offer it, these customers, as mentioned, will be very sensitive to this and will push very hard about not wanting an AMI meter. So it's more to customer satisfaction, but also I think the commission is going to find, a lot more headaches from these customers if they don't at least have an option.
It seems to have changed, but some, you don't hear as much about it, but boy, when these first came out, people were like very much opposed, like they're spying on me. And I hear you. I like the simplicity of just saying, no, everyone's getting them and people will get over it. But if it's not a huge problem to allow a few to have the other option.
So if I opt out and I move, you guys are going to, Xcel's going to come and put a smart meter on that home. Right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
And then with the sign up of that customer, then you'll have to go through and explain everything again. It's a new application. And you might have to then take that smart meter off, put the old one on, put a different one on. It's, it's a lot of back and forth.
Possibly, but I think at that, I think at that point, Commissioner, our hope is that the smart meters, they're standard.
Yep.
That's business as usual. And a customer wouldn't ideally have any issue with that. That would just be what they get.
Yeah. I understand what you're trying to do is satisfy that 1%. What data won't you get from that old meter that you're getting from the smart meter? And how does that affect the overall? How are you going to weed that out or on that?
That's a great question. Paul, do you want to take that one?
Sure, I'd be happy to. As far as a billing perspective is concerned, we will get the same data from the opt-out meter as we get from the smart meter. The difference is that we'll get it once a month if we have access to that meter, and less frequently if the customer doesn't allow us access to the meter. But it will only be once a month as opposed to near real time, which will be available to the customers that have the AMI smart meters. There are other pieces of data around tampering and around outage. We won't get the outage data from these meters that won't be transmitted, so that we'll automatically know that the customer will be out without them having to call us. We won't be able to ping the meter to verify that their energy has been restored. So there are definitely some pieces around managing outages that will not be there for these meters. There's also information around voltage that will not be available from these meters. We can bring back, as we probe the meters, we can bring back some of the information and channels, but it's, by that time, it's up to a month old, so it's not of much use to us as far as managing load on the system. But those are the major ones.
Would
the old meters work for like the time of day rates and things like that?
When you say the old meters, we don't plan on leaving the legacy meters in. We plan on replacing with new non-communicating meters. In other words, meters that do not have a radio in them. The current meters do have radios in them. They're just not called smart because they're one way. They're not two way. We can't talk to that meter. But it does communicate to us over a fixed network, the cell net meters.
Sure.
Those we cannot get the data that we may be looking for, as far as being able, we can't bill off of those because we can't get the interval data from them.
Sure.
Your smart meter is calling us.
Yeah, I don't know whose phone that is. It's not mine, I don't think.
See, yourself is the only unmuted person at the moment, Paul.
That's crazy.
Anyway. Thank you for that. That helps. I was kind of thinking about, at some point, those old meters aren't going to be functional anymore. So you're gonna put a new meter in. It just won't be a smart meter.
Won't be a communicating meter.
Communicating meter, yeah. So that helps. Thank you.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
So if you have 100,000, how many customers do you guys have? 120,000?
95.
Around, okay, so 1,000. You think 1,000 people opt out? I bet it'll be way less than that even.
Didn't it say 0.5%?
Oh, I think they said less than 1%.
Less than 1%. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing about not giving any option is for the folks that really distrust these, that's a really big deal. And it's already a monopoly that they have no choice but to use. So that makes it really hard, I think.
Where are these meters sourced from?
Paul, where are we getting the meters from?
So the AMI meters are from Itron, and the opt-out meters are from Aclara.
What was the first one you said?
Itron. That's the AMI meters. Are the advanced meters are Itron.
Are those U.S. companies? Or?
Yes.
Might not be built here, though.
I have some other questions.
Go ahead, Randy.
Not on this topic.
Not on smart meters?
Not on this topic of the choice
or
the fees per month.
Yeah. Do you have how are you feeling about offering a choice or just saying, no, we're going to go forward?
I think it's going to be a lot of very upset people if there's not a choice.
Yeah.
I think there's I think there's a population out there that's very concerned about this, especially when it's forced upon them. And B, I will say this, I can't remember what page it is, but I've never seen this evidence that these customers are demanding all these more options. I read our consumer complaint reports every month. We sure don't seem to get a lot of calls saying that I sure wish that I could communicate more back and forth and that there was more complex metering of my electric company. Mm-hmm. And so we don't seem to be hearing this demand. And so I don't know that the 0.5% is right unless these fees are set high enough that we're coercing them.
Are you saying most people will opt out?
Well, I think if there was no additional fee, I think, I don't know if it would be most, but far more than 0.5% would opt out.
Yeah. Well, 15 bucks a month is...
With the $15 a month, that'll make it a lot fewer.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, I just have never seen evidence of all this demand, because...
Well, I think a lot of people are going towards... the technology-based smart meter, they have it on their phone, they're controlling thermostats, electricity. I think they're controlling a lot more nowadays, so people are looking for more ways to be conservative and stuff like that. And I guess then that would just lead you bring up a question to me. What education are you guys doing out there as far as the smart meter and how it benefits them as a customer?
Certainly, I can address that. That's a good question. We are, our communications plan, and actually you could jump to the a few slides ahead. We talk about our notification plan for the meters themselves, but really our communications plan is much broader than that. We will start with some social media campaigns around how customers will be able to access this interval data and potentially have more visibility into their usage and receive customized savings tips that could help them save money. And then longer term, you know, looking at these programs and services that will be enabled by smart meter data, that will be, you know, optional things that customers can either access or not, or sign up for or not. But our messaging as well, we'll talk about the privacy issues and that you mentioned, and make sure that we're proactively addressing those concerns. And then of course the more practical aspect of notifying the customers that they are getting a new meter. And our communications will be ongoing. It won't stop after they get their meter installed. We'll encourage folks to take a look at that data, to take a look around their new My Account portal, and continually be in contact with them if they choose, of course, if they opt into that communication from us, and make sure they're aware and they can take advantage of those benefits on the customer side.
So, I'm not the chairman or the portfolio holder. Do you want to continue and ask questions as they get to them in the presentation, or is time of a situation where you just want us to go through our questions? Or what?
Well, I think that the only piece you haven't really talked about is the components of the charge.
Sure. So Sure. Yep. I'll go through that quickly, and we may not be able to get to the variances piece. But the components of the charge are the fixed charge, $15 a month. That's our labor charges and our non-labor charges associated with actually sending someone out there to read the meter. And then we subtract the incremental cost savings of the slightly lower cost non-standard, non-communicating meter. And then we then subtract the meter reading charges that are currently included in base rates. But of course, eventually those wouldn't be included in base rates anymore. And then the one time charge of $40 consists primarily of labor charges associated with the installation or removal.
Okay.
I have a couple things. I'll just throw them all out there, and sure, they can respond as they choose, if you don't mind. First of all, on page 12 in the application, up in the top paragraph, it says these load profile capabilities allow utilities to offer time of use rates and demand response programs and interruptible rates. I'm just going to say I do worry that as we go down the road, it's not going to be used to offer those things, but to coerce those kinds of things. Just like, in my opinion, charging $15 a month to read somebody's meter coerces them into accepting the AMI meters. Second thing I want to point out is and it probably doesn't matter because we've approved the AMI system, but I don't understand this, that there's not a end meter reading and then a new beginning meter reading for the next month that you can compare to. And so how does a customer who's trying to watch their bill get part ways through and maybe check to see how they're coming along or something? I just think this meter system is going to get a lot of complaints when people find out that their bill is not going to show them what their meter or and their meter at home, something they can look at, is not going to show them what their meter reading is now compared to what it was at the end of the last billing cycle.
Isn't there the technology that if they have that smart meter, they can have it to their iPhone and they can look at their use daily, as far as saying, boy, you know, I had company all weekend and we had everything going. I'm here compared to last month. I'm like, I really have to tone it down this month. The smart meters, go ahead.
Yes,
explain that. Explain the technology.
Sure, and Paul can jump in here as well, but that's correct. So customers will be able to access their usage every day and in that 15-minute increments. So tomorrow I can look back on going to xlenergy.com into my account or the app and take a look and say, oh, yep, like you said, yesterday I had my AC, it was really hot, I ran my AC all day, and my usage was this. And maybe tomorrow it's going to be cooler, I'll open the windows, and I'll be able to see that difference in a more granular way. So that, and that total, that, you know, that sum of that usage, all of those 15-minute increments or whatever the incremental reading is, 15 minutes for residential customers, will be, that will be what the bill is based on. It's still at that 30-day cycle.
Okay. It's actually a little bit more granular than that. They will be able to log on either with a smartphone or a computer and see what their usage is up to the last 4-hour read. We bring these 15-minute increments back to our system every 4 hours. And then they will also have the capability on the computer to ping their meter and fill in from right now up to the last 4-hour read. So it could be up to 4 hours. So, you know, they will get displayed and show. They'll be able to see 15-minute usage. They'll be able to aggregate that to 30-minute, to hourly, to daily, or to monthly. So they'll be able to see all those views to do comparative from previous periods and see their usage as they, you know, attempt to conserve energy, hopefully, and help lower their bill.
Well, I hope it goes well, and I hope all these people are that good at keeping track of their passwords and everything like that, because I assume that not just anybody can check in and see how anyone else is doing it. I'm worried about that. Here's the thing, though, I want to address on this case specifically. I think I'm okay, from what I've heard so far, with charging a fee for the meter reading. However, I do think that as part of that process, when someone is making that decision, they're going to opt out. They do not like this electronic thing in their house. They're going to opt out. They're willing to pay for it, just as we did with COVID and other situations. I think they should also be able to have you estimate their usage and then just have that meter read semi-annually or something like that and trued up. And so that this $15 fee isn't every month, but maybe it could be once every 6 months. And then maybe you end up with, if your estimate is right, that only less than 1% of the people are going to do it, well, now you're down to hardly doing any. And I think that would be an important piece of this puzzle, is to allow them to estimate and true up a couple times a year.
So there are a couple of issues there. Number one is that 15-minute data in the meter, it retains between 60 and 90 days. So, it, you know, bimonthly would be something that maybe could be considered, although it's not optimum because managing workforce to do this work is a challenge. If you don't have monthly, you know, you have different people who join the program at different times, maybe you have different monthly, trying to manage the meter reading routes to be efficient. Your cost per read would probably be more than $15. But, you know, that's certainly something we could look at, but it is not optimal.
I think it would be optimal for them.
I don't know. It seems to me that it's, I mean, $15 to have somebody come out and read your meter is not that much money. I mean, it's going to not be popular, but you can't argue that it's probably costing the company that much to send somebody out to do a special meter reading and perform that. And technology has changed. Yeah. And so I don't see why we should be encouraging folks to not get on board with the new stuff, that it's only going to become more and more outdated.
And I don't think I have a quarrel with it. The amount is incorrect. I mean, there is some cost, and it's not like they're doing it at mm-hmm. every door and just walking along.
Right.
They're going to specific ones.
Yeah.
But I just don't know why we'd make them pay that every month when, I mean, we've proven the ability to estimate these things.
Well, the meters are different, though. So what I'm hearing him say is the new meters are not what was used in the last ones where we could estimate because of how they collect and store the data. So the longest interval could be 2 months. Is that what you said, Paul?
Yep.
To be sure that we had the data, yes, would be 2 months. It's a little bit more than the 2 months. It's more like 90 days, but we would want to be careful that we wouldn't have to estimate intervals.
And we could do that evaluation and see how that would shake out.
Why don't you guys look at it and let us and get us some more information on that?
Sure.
What would be involved in that? But then again, yeah, then you're scheduling people every 2 months, and it's just not as routine. I don't know. I think it's actually makes it more complicated, not less, for folks who are already just making things more complicated. So, I mean, South Dakota isn't even allowing the option at all. So that says quite a bit, I think.
Well, you're the first company.
I want to be respectful of time, so please continue with questions.
Do you have more, Randy?
I'm happy to walk through the variances.
Sure. What about the variances? Do you need to walk through this quick?
I'm on slide 20 right now, Karen. I don't know if you can see that. Is that where you want to be?
Sure. Yep. And I did touch on this briefly, but the administrative code requires those consecutive meter readings at approximately 30 days. So that's at various points in the administrative code you see cited there. And so this interval billing would allow us to instead use the sum of many, many consecutive meter readings over the course of the billing period. And then similarly, that current reading or the current meter reading value is no longer be used to calculate bills. So then the bill presentment would no longer show that current meter reading value as currently required in North Dakota Administrative Code. So those are the two pieces for.
I see. So you just need to make some tweaks. You're suggesting that the code needs to be tweaked to support this new method of billing.
We are not suggesting. Correct. We are not suggesting direct changes to the code. We are requesting indefinite variance from the code. But should the commission wish to change the administrative code, we can certainly support that.
Got it. Okay, I don't have any questions about that. I assume staff can work through that and let us know if they have any issues with what the variances being requested.
Yeah, the variance isn't a problem. That makes sense. I think you could even interpret it to be that this is okay with it, but I understand the kind of concern that there's questionality there, so just safer to get the variance approved. So, that makes good sense to me. I have a couple things if
good.
The commissioners
go ahead,
are...
Victor. Yep,
I don't have anything further.
So one thing, so Stacy had mentioned, so she takes most of the calls that we get from customers, and the concerns that she's received is more so health-related rather than security-related. They're saying the radio waves affect their health with headaches and things of that nature. So just kind of an FYI, I know the company was kind of speaking more to the security-related concerns that some customers have, and I think Stacy had heard more about health than security. So I do think this...
Paul, do you have a response to that, or do we need to follow up?
So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Karen.
No, go ahead, Paul.
I can confirm that customers do have issues around questions of radio frequency sensitivity or RF sensitivity. These meters are fully compliant with FCC. There's been no scientific evidence that, or a reputable study that shows that there's any problem with these meters. These are really even second generation AMI meters. The AMI meters of 10 years ago, we're constantly blasting information. These are very short communications. As I said, we collect it every 4 hours. We don't collect it every 15 minutes. We manage it well. It's a lot less radio frequency exposure in a month from these meters than you get in a day from a cell phone. But people have, you know, we currently have RF meters on the houses now, the cell net meters. And they are talking every 15 minutes with the collectors up on the poles. They are point to point. They're not a mesh network, but they are, so they are actually more powerful meters, radios. It's really hard to respond to, you know, what is basically conspiracy out there around health that's not supported by science.
Okay, Vic.
And we just send those calls to you, Paul.
Yeah, we get them, and I have handled them before.
Paul's
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Karen.
And we do our best to communicate that proactively, but...
Yeah, we do have information on that on our website that's available to customers on RF exposure from AMI meters. But some people just are not going to accept it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we want to offer the opt-out, so that those people have an option.
Sure. Right.
So
with that, I think I'm basically done with slides, unless you would like to talk through the communications more, but want to be respectful of your time.
Yeah.
Vic has one more question.
I don't have a question, just a comment. I was just going to say that from a rates perspective, the design is beautiful. From a cost causation principles, it's exactly how we hope rates can always be designed. I mean, this is really assigning the cost to the cost causers, but I recognize the commissioner's concerns with potentially, instead of having two separate $40 charges, it may be easier for customers to just combine those into one. So I guess, if is that the commission's desire?
Yeah, I assumed it would just be one $40 charge at the front, not $80. It's one charge.
Well,
and that, if they opt out before the smart meter is installed, it would be then $40 for the eventual, whenever they move,
right,
or vacate that premise. But if they were to opt out after they already had a smart meter installed, then that ultimately that would be two trips,
sure,
to that premise, and that would be $80 under how we have it proposed right now.
Well, if those people, yeah, that can be explained at the time that somebody gets it and takes it away.
So you're saying you want to keep it as it is? Is that what I'm hearing? Or
no, I think I agree with Randy's suggestion that they charge the $40. If you're opting out, you pay $40 on the front end.
Okay.
And you pay the $15 a month.
Right. And then if you're opting out after you already have the smart meter, you're okay with $80?
Yes.
Okay. That's
because they have,
yep,
to remove it and bring it back.
Sure. I would agree with that. I just want to clarify for,
yeah,
the company. So you're going to make that modification. You're going to provide, trying to recall, we had talked about a topic there that we requested some follow-up on.
The option of doing it every,
yes,
two months.
Every two months, if you could provide some information
month
on that.
And I just got to ask, seriously, all this capability of these smart meters with the demand response yourself and all the other things, and they can't be set to save that data for longer than 3 months? I doubt that.
So they can report on that, too.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that, because I seriously think that these people should be given an opportunity to do this just, like I say, semi-annually, at least quarterly. And I just have a hard time believing that these things aren't going to remember data for more than a few months.
Okay.
Anything
else?
We can resolve that by not even having an option, an opting out.
Doesn't look like there's any
other. If I may, if this is a little brevity,
sure,
period, as a father who raised three kids, I would just love this technology to prove how much keeping all the lights on costs per day by now.
Exactly. All the closet lights left on and bathroom fans. All right. Is there any objection to this evidence being part of the official record upon which a decision will be reached? And that includes the audio recording and the handouts?
No objection from staff.
No objection.
All right, then that's what we shall do. Is there anything else left? Doesn't look like there's any other matters. So, seeing and hearing nothing, this here informal hearing is now closed. Thanks, everybody.